sound like a news reporter, which is really great because I'm doing this whole thing too because I got some press on nails and now I can't stop talking like this in my head.
Oh, so. That's great. Episode 458. Did you really?
Yes.
Tell me about them. I've heard people are like really into them since
I am
the quarantine.
Super into them. It's fantastic. Because, you know, like the only, I always said like, oh, I can't have long nails because I rock climb. And so I'm like, not doing that. So, I, you know, I was like, oh, I want to take some like cool, I don't know, pictures with like, I don't know, like I want some pretty long nails. And so I got some and like, you know, just from like Amazon, like whatevs. And
did you get designs on them?
No, I'm going to do them myself. I was thinking I'll do the designs myself. Because,
wow,
like, get,
DIY.
Like, the, you know, because that's, like, the fun part for me, if that is the fun part for you. And you know what I didn't even think about? I could probably design them before I press them on. Durr. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes, which is probably, like, everybody out there is probably going, of course, that's what you do.
That, I don't know.
You know, and then after, then you just press it on. I think maybe. I don't know. Like pre-design.
And you're doing spooky or
yes,
what?
Yes. Yeah. Because I needed like, you know, some witchy nails. I wanted some like witchy
pointy
nails. Yeah, of course they are. They're like black and pointy, like a witchy.
Oh my God.
So now it's like.
Witch nails.
But like, how do people do anything?
That is what I want to know.
Because like, I for real, there's got to be like a learn, like a
yeah, a workaround,
a
work, or something.
Like, or like, I have to get used to this. This is like, you know, when you get somebody gets Invisalign or something, and they talk with the list for like the first
Invisalign,
you know, for the first however long. Like, this is that's that.
Because is the main problem the phone, or is it something
typing? Well, because the phone you can use your thumbs a little more. It's typing, and then when I type and it makes that clicky noise, that's when in my mind I'm like, oh, so
like
what are you doing
five.
Today? Oh, I'm going to go see this. Oh, is that so? Oh, you look so good.
And so, like, you know, I become like whatever that character is, whoever that is. So, yeah, it's really funny that you're going to be my other newscaster co-host. And what was that show? The one where they say, so have a Pinot Grigio. What at? Like, get over it. Like,
what was that show
who cares?
Called? That wasn't Coffee Talk.
Oh, it wasn't. It? Was it Coffee Talk with Linda Richman? Yeah, that's the voice. Yes.
No. Do you know what it is? It's when that guy from Portlandia does, Fred Armisen does Joy Behar.
Yes. So what? Who cares? So what? Who cares? Have a Pinot Grigio. Yes. Well, all of them. I am all of those things in my head right now with long nails.
Remember how we learned about how in the 9 to 5 recording from Dolly Parton, she actually uses her fake nails and that's what's creating the percussion at the beginning of the song?
I forgot that.
That's what I always think of when I think of people using Lee Press on nails.
What is that? Now I'm trying to think of that sound. That's like one of my favorite songs.
Right. The intro part where it's just like a tapping, tippity tapping.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Stumble out of bed and tumble in the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Yeah, I read how, like, since, I don't know, since quarantine, people started buying press-on nails again. And everyone was like, why did we stop getting these? These are great.
No, like, for sure, why did we? And I was like, oh, they probably, like, come off. They do not come off. They're, like.
Right, they're
those
sturdy.
Those bad boys are on there. And, like, what am I mean, I'm not doing any activities that,
right,
you know.
That
like,
would compromise that would the integrity.
Right. Like, it's not like I'm, you know, welding.
Well, and
or like doing
how much
like,
were they? Like $5?
Suits. I got a pack of like 6 different colors for $6.99.
No.
And they're like legit. I like, this is like not an ad.
This is incredible.
This is just Life Hacks by Sarah. So
you know,
I'll definitely be taking some pics now. Now that we're talking about it, it'll give me an excuse to take pics with my long witchy nails.
Oh my God, I'm so
happy
for
you. I just want to like tap on things and scratch things. Maybe I'll become one of those ASMR people. Ooh, let me practice.
Oh my God, yes. I love it.
Oh, that's actually working on me right now. Ooh,
yeah.
Let's try another material.
Let's go night-night. That sounds great. Oh,
this is lovely. Man, who knew? I could, like, kill 5 minutes talking about press-on nails. Steal away. Wow. Everybody's like, Sarah, we don't care about your nails. But, or maybe this is an info, like, maybe this is a PSA, yeah, and you guys are like, oh my gosh, thanks. I've been wanting to try them.
Yeah. You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah. So, you
know. I mean, this really is an example, though, of what we've been talking about, how you have to discover small pleasures
or want
to end it all.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. So this small can be pleasures. Ours for the day.
Absolutely. That
really
because
there's
has
no
been
big
thing.
Pleasures.
No, none. God, there was like, yeah, there was something that happened the other day where Ren like and I are like, I can't believe we're getting excited over this. And
right.
We're like, well, this is how it is now. This, yes, actually, I can. It does make sense. So,
yes. Yeah. It's all survival. This is self-preservation, people. We press on nails. Thank you for doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Do they even make those Lee ones anymore? It always had to
Wait.
Be Lee.
Wait. Oh, these aren't Lee's?
No, these are like...
Off-brand.
Off-brand. Like, these are not...
They're like off-brand from the off-brand.
Yeah. That is totally true. But
what
I don't even know if
adhesive,
they make those.
Though?
You know, it's new. It's interesting. It's not like a glue, like a super gluey thing. It's like... you know what? It is almost like command strips.
I was going to say.
Yes.
That makes sense.
And I'm loving it. Like you just stick it off and you yeah. Just like, you wow. know, just like perfect.
See, beep, this beep, is beep, an tap, example tap, of like tap, tap, the tap. Opposite of when they say we put a man on the moon, but we can't do this. This is like the opposite where now we can replace it and be like, we've got great press on nails. So when are we going to cure the common cold?
Right, yeah. Right. Do you understand that we can keep nails on for 1 to 2 weeks?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, I read about a new show, a new Danish television show that I thought you would be super into.
Okay.
It's called Ultra Strips Down, and they have people come on this show. It's for young adults, and they have people come on, get totally naked, and show what real bodies look like.
Oh.
And the kids in the audience can ask questions, any question they want.
Well, this is great.
It. Yes, I think so too. I think it's so great.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who says, like, they're not like exposing themselves to children for Christ's sake, right? Because
right,
I know somebody's going to be like, oh, well, you can't, you know. They're just like.
Yeah, because they're not kids. They're young adults.
Yeah.
And, they also can leave if they feel uncomfortable. They can go out and, you know, but nobody has left so far. And these are all different kinds of people, all races, all shapes. They have people with tattoos. They have little people. They have, like people that have, you know, like those horns that they put in their head, like modifications on their body.
Modification. Uh-huh.
And then the kids can just say, okay, did you ever feel this way about your body, or why did you get tattoos, or, and they can just have an open discourse about bodies.
I would love to do that to explain what my, cause my per, my, like to be somebody who would stand up there and talk about my, like my understanding of why I got tattoos now. Way different than when I was younger.
Oh, tell me.
Oh, for sure. Well, we've talked about this, about like the identity thing, and like I didn't want to be, it was a way to almost make myself look tough, and then like a way to like feel like I had an identity when I felt like I didn't, of like, oh, at least I'm like Sarah the tattooed girl, not, you know, all the other things that I think I am that are, you know, worse than that in my mind. And so, yeah, I would talk to them about those kind of things and like what, just the real stuff and ask the, that's cool.
I love it.
I love this too.
Of course, you know, just like it would be here in the U.S., even though the Danes are more open to that sort of thing in general, there's a subset of people who think, as you suggested, that this is, you know, what's the word? Like where you're affecting kids' minds and...
Oh, for Christ's sake, why?
Like, there's so the always other that fear is of sexual... Yeah. But what they always claim is that this is sexualizing kids or showing them things that should be private. But I swear, those are the people that are obsessed with sexuality.
Yes.
Yeah.
For real.
And if you just show all different kinds of bodies and the different shapes that our bodies can make and normalize it, I think that could be nothing but good for teenagers. I mean, think of how what the images we normally get about bodies are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just the freedom to ask a question and have somebody... And also what it's doing is the people who are receiving the questions are modeling, like, body positivity in a real life setting that's not in through, like, the lens of social media or... You know, it's very in the moment. And there's almost like two lessons going on. There's the obvious one with the words that they're saying and what the kid's picking up. And then there's the other more, you know, I don't know, subliminal, not even subliminal, but like the things that you just take from being a part of an experience like that. And you know, what it teaches you.
Well, and I agree with you. I would love to participate in something like that because I bet you the questions you'd get and the things that it even makes you think about if you were on the stage are different than maybe you would expect. And you could learn so much. I don't know. I just see it as such a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That will never happen in the U.S. because we're ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. You can totally think about that. Like, yes, absolutely.
Like, we've talked a lot about boob jobs and stuff because I've had a boob job and, like, I get Botox and stuff. But if anybody asked me about it or wanted to talk about it, I would be totally honest with my experience, maybe my regrets or things like rationale. And I don't know. I just think it would be nothing but good for people who are maybe thinking about their own body.
Absolutely. Because it's like, it's... you're being vulnerable and vulnerability helps everyone.
Yeah. It I just really love does. It. I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That kind of reminds me. Oh yeah. It reminds me of the thing where you can go and like the library of people.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I forgot about that. Yeah. Right. Where you could check out a person and like ask them questions.
Yes. And the one, you know, cause you don't want to be like, hey, do you mind stripping down for me? So
yeah, this eliminates that awkward moment.
That awkward moment.
For sure. And I That's think really that young people too can handle that stuff almost better than adults.
Yeah, they definitely can.
Even if you've ever been at summer camp or something, like, there's vulnerability and honesty that you do not see in a setting with just adults, I think.
Well, because I feel like you either it goes in one of two directions. Like, shame only grows.
Mm-hmm.
And if that shame was already there, if there was already a you know, maybe on the shame scale, like at summer camp, it's like different. It's a different kind or maybe... I don't know, something like that. Because then I think it goes one of two ways. I'm not as self-conscious about things that I used to be self-conscious about at camp. Yeah. But then I'm trying to think if I'm more or less like now I wouldn't be, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to like wear a bathing, bathing suit and I don't care. But maybe yeah. I wouldn't be as open about talking about my problems mm-hmm. now as
yeah,
I would
have
been then.
Yeah, there's different hang-ups.
Yeah, it's like yeah, you have so to kind of look at what it is. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I just remember like when I was in church youth group, there was always yeah. an air of welcome and sort of people being open with their feelings in a way that you wouldn't be outside of youth group. Uh-huh. So I just imagine it being that tone where everyone's really caring and open and vulnerable and it's all.
Well, now that you, now that you say that about church, that yeah. it makes me think like, you know, and I don't know, maybe people aren't going to like what I say this, but when, like, in the beginning, you know, when you're like, you're here you are, and you're in junior high, and you have questions about sex, and you're thinking these thoughts, yeah. and they're like, oh, let's steer you in the right direction, because it's normal oh, that God. You're thinking these things. Of course you are. Like, we'll help you out, because you're, like, a you know, teen or young adult, and we expect this of you.
Oh, my God.
But now, you fast forward, and that person's 42, and mm-hmm. they come to that. That same church will be like, why don't you have this figured out? What?
So
what,
true.
You should know this by now. You didn't learn these lessons? There, I feel like there, is that
yeah,
just
let
me?
Us shame you.
Yeah,
we'll,
let us
we'll
shame you. Right. Is that, like, that's kind of, like, it's
that's
almost like,
point.
Oh, we can't change you at this point. You're too rooted in your.
Yeah, you're a lost cause.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, am I wrong on that, picking up that
no,
kind of vibe?
No, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So, yeah. That might be well, a, not an unpopular opinion, but and it's hashtag not all churches, but you know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Okay, the next thing I thought you would love for sure, because Sarah hates litter bugs. As
hate them. Worst.
In Thailand, they have a national park.
Oh my God, I saw this. Yes,
oh God,
but I only
delighted?
No, I only saw the headline. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm like giddy over here oh. because I'm like, yes, if I didn't already love the Thai people, can you tell me, you know, which
right.
I
so they so. People were leaving garbage at the national park. So the park started collecting it and sending it to the people that left it and being like, you left your stuff here. Here you go.
I pulled the same move in my real world house when they left their dishes in the sink. I moved them to their bed.
No.
Apparently, this was really important for you and you couldn't put it in the. I'm not talking after like 5 minutes. We're talking after days. I was like, okay, this clearly you don't want washed. So let me return it to you as it is because here you go. You can have it back. I'll put it in your bed.
What did they say to that method?
I feel like people were not happy, but it was like, not just me. I was backed up in this. So, you know, it was like,
was it repeat offenders? Like
yes.
always the same people? Yeah.
Yes. So got to learn.
Can you believe people live like that?
And we had freaking mice. That was the big problem. We got rodents. Hello. So
you're kidding me.
Yeah. So, you know, ship it back to them.
In the kitchen?
No, oh my God, this is like totally attended. But the house that we lived in Brooklyn was a loft that was like a huge, it really was like a warehouse, like an open warehouse, like on
right.
on the dock. And there, right. and that's it. And there was nothing in there. It before it was a catering company or something. And
oh my
they
God.
Just gutted it and then didn't do anything, and then they built a set, and you know,
and
that's
when
it.
You do that,
the end. And when you do that, and then you leave food out, and there's no actual like in like the walls didn't even have, they weren't even like proper
right
walls.
It wasn't actually
like
a house.
Yeah, so it was just like a
ew.
Warehouse on the docks where, you know, and yes, some of the rats were store-bought that they put in my bed, which, okay, now in hindsight, I see why I got those rats in my bed. Things are starting to make sense.
Do you think
but don't take it,
that that is just a situation where there's young people and they just haven't really learned how to be a human yet?
No, because these people, I'm sure, are messy today.
That's what I'm wondering. Do you think?
Yeah, I think they're still messy.
Oh, that is so gross.
I know.
I do not get it.
I don't either.
Because why would anyone want to live like that? I genuinely want to do some kind of analysis.
I think it is that clutter blindness that people have that. Because, like, and I think if that's what you grew up in, you don't even notice it.
Mm.
So that was not what I grew up in. And not, I mean, you grew up in a house where there are too many people to even be able to live like that, right?
Yeah, there wasn't stuff
everywhere. There wasn't stuff
everywhere.
No. Yeah. And the people who I have known to be messier and, like, live like that also like stuff.
Ew.
Like they you know, they like
these
acquiring
aren't my kind
things.
Of people.
Yeah, right.
Right. What clutter collectors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, layered, anyway,
I'm sure.
This Thai park
yes.
had the right idea
yes.
because I just cannot imagine if you got a box from your vacation spot that was like, hey, you left some of your stuff here. And then it was like empty Cheetos bags.
Oh my God. That is a fear of mine when I throw out trash. Like when I do, there was, so- oh my God. I'm going to talk some shit now on somebody in my building. You know,
tell me.
There are these young women who live in an apartment close to mine. I won't say where, just in case they're brain candy brainiacs. Who think it's okay to leave their trash bags on their front door in the hallway.
Nope.
Like, imagine, and we're not talking for one day, for like 2 days.
No.
And this is the other, I'm going to count how many feet it is. It's under 30 feet.
No.
To the trash chute. They're actually closer than we are.
Sarah.
Ren and I are so mad about it. We're like, these people
understand.
Are so lazy. So imagine to open the door, put it outside, and not walk the 30 feet to, not even, I don't even think it's that far. I'm being
nice. I think
nice.
That they
20.
Should get the death penalty.
Just like, kill them. Get rid of them. Who needs them?
Not welcome on this earth.
Not welcome.
Come on.
Come on. I mean, if that isn't reason to move.
Oh my God. How young are they? 20s or what?
No, I'm going to say early 30s.
Come
I'm
going to
say maybe late 20s. I'll definitely. This is, there's high
old
drama.
Old enough to know better.
Old enough to know better. For sure. Oh, like, guaranteed. I just, Ren and I say, like, I bet I'm terrified to know what their house looks like. Like, if that, like, you
right.
know. And it's always, like, the trash can bag in a box, in something. And
right.
they'll, like, they'll get shipments. And they left shipments out there for so long. Like a huge, like, a dresser. Like, something that needed to be assembled, for Christ's sake. And to the point where Ren was like, we need to email the because this is just in the middle of the hall. This is just weird. This is, you can't do this. And it's like we have a hallway. Like it's almost like a hotel. Like it's, you know, where everything, or like, you know,
yeah,
an
they
apartment
think the
complex.
Maid's going
like,
to come along and pick it up.
Taking care of this.
Like when you get room service.
Oh my God. And I, you know, like, because we walked by like 5 times, you know, taking the dog out. And every time, you know, I said, what are the chances, what's the likelihood that you think parents pay for these gals' rent?
Yeah.
They're like, pretty much 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ren's like, 100%.
It would have to be.
100%. It's like, they don't, zero chance they even, because like, come on.
If you knocked on the door and were like, hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Ren wants to leave a note.
Yes, leave a note.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no, we're leaving. This
and
is
take
rude.
A picture
this is
and
rude.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. There's definitely going to be a picture happening next time.
I am outraged.
Yes. So
I'm sorry that happened to you. Well, I do love, with regard to the Thai park, I did love, if you go to the park, they have a sign up that says you can take 2 things from the park, memories and photos, and you can leave only your footprints behind.
Yes.
And I think that's good advice for everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's always been like a saying in like, you know, the nature-y world, like take only pictures, leave only footprints.
Yeah.
And I like somebody writing it as more of almost like a rule. As a rule follower, I like that. I see the signpost, and I'm like, ooh, now I actually have to do that. Like, there's a beach in Costa Rica that I love, that we go to all the time. And they have a sign up that says, please do not remove any shells or, you know, take anything from the beach. 100% chance I would have taken shells from that beach if that sign wasn't up. Sign up, 0% chance I'm taking it.
Yeah, what's the reason, though? I mean,
I think
it's just like a shortage?
I mean, maybe it's just like if every tourist who came to that beach, it's a small, tiny beach.
Yeah, they don't want to be pillaged.
They all took, and here I am, just pillaging away every single beach I go to, you know.
Well, I mean, but you put them to good use.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I think they should kind of allow like a little kid to take one.
Oh, yeah, maybe a little kid. Yeah, because what are they going to, I mean, like nobody's like, well, this is it. Nobody's like watching with binoculars. Oh my God, I can't even pronounce this word. I say this wrong every time. Binoculars.
Why do you say
nope, that's not it. Binoculars? No. What is it? Stop. I don't know. That's so bad. I wish there were a way to shorten this word because I run into, like, you know, I don't have to say this word very often, but when I do, I always get really tripped up, and now I think I've like.
Do it again.
Wait, let me think. I'm going to put on my pair of binoculars. Binoculars?
That's good.
Okay, binoculars. I can't. What's right?
The best part is when you do the second one with the question mark.
Because is it right or wrong? You still haven't told me.
Binoculars.
Yes. This is the nuclear situation.
It is.
And I can't with that. I'm like, don't even say it because I don't know what's right. I don't know anything anymore. Oh my gosh.
Oh God,
Susie,
I'm
you're
so
cracking
right
me
now.
Up.
Wait, I gotta write this down. Binoculars. Okay.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Remember when you said binoculars? That was great. Okay, moving on. A brainiac named Tori, she sent an article about the history of the CPR doll.
Oh my goodness. Really, this is excellent. I love this.
Yes.
This is great.
Who knew there was even a history to this woman?
Just before, I'm not going to forget this, but I want to put this out right now. I saw something on Instagram or something like that that says you can replace the compression beats Staying Alive, you can replace with WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. So there you go.
Oh, can you sing that at all?
Oh.
I don't, believe it or not, I've never heard the song. I've only seen like little clips.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Is there a chorus?
Now I can't get out. Yeah, but it's like not appropriate for me to sing on here. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I'll just listen to it.
In that wet ass pussy. Oh. From the top. Let drop. In that wet ass pussy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you could use that for the compressions.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what's
from
crazy?
From the top, make it drop. In that. Yeah, there you go.
Did you read that you really don't even have to do the mouth part anymore?
Yeah, right.
Well, what the heck?
Well, yeah.
Why were we doing that forever?
This is a good question. I don't know. Oh, but I think it might be that there's situations where you should and situations where you shouldn't, but I don't know which is which.
More.
Yeah, they definitely should. Maybe is it because they found out that it wasn't doing as It's just like consistent chest compressions, right? I have no freaking idea.
Yeah, because, should've read this article. Okay, so my friend Alessa and Matt, their daughter, Jaslyn, had to run out in the street a couple weeks ago. A man collapsed, and she's a lifeguard. And she had to resuscitate him. And I was so impressed because, you know, when you're, she's 17 or so, mm-hmm. when you're that age, God. Like, you know, yeah, that yeah, would yeah. be yeah. so weird. And mm-hmm. She only had to do the compressions. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned that you don't even need to do the mouth to mouth anymore. And that stopping to breathe mm-hmm. the breath is worse because you stop doing the compressions. And
what if you have
important.
Two people?
Oh, then maybe it's
because that's
better.
What maybe that's the thing,
right?
You don't want to stop, but if you have two people, one person does the breath. Maybe
yes.
I don't know. I am this
that
again.
Makes sense.
This again is just Sarah.
Yeah, we don't know
theory.
Anything.
I don't know anything. I definitely don't take my medical advice. That's for sure. I use press on nails. Come on.
What don't do listen. We?
What
know?
Do I know?
Okay. All right. So let me give you this scoop on this doll.
Now I can't get that WAP song out of my head.
Sorry.
Jeezy,
I'm
crazy.
What happened to
macaroni in the pot?
That is a lyric?
Yes, because that's what it sounds like.
What yeah. does?
Well, a WAP. Like mixing.
Sounds
mixing,
like macaroni.
Sounds like what it, next time you make macaroni, stir it.
Yeah.
And tell me if that doesn't sound like some.
When I have a wet area.
You know, and somebody's giving it attention.
Oh, that I get. Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Say no.
I love listening
no
to all the pieces come together there.
Yeah. Yeah, now we're talking.
I
okay.
was like,
yeah, and I'm like, why am I so ashamed? It's when a man is digitally
yeah.
stimulating a woman.
Yes. All right. I'll,
yes.
I make some macaroni.
I know, okay. right? I feel like I've had it definitely like more often recently because that song's been on repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
right.
funny. Okay, back to
Mommy's
chest
hungry.
Depressions. And so is daddy. Hi-o! Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, God. We have gone off the rails.
Yes,
listen,
we have. Yes,
everyone.
We have. Oh, my goodness. Listen.
This hooker was in... there was a drowned woman who was pulled from the Seine River in Paris mm-hmm. and in the 1800s. Mm. And the pathologist was smitten with this drowning victim. Which
oh.
is just the creepiest man thing ever.
And I mean, clearly he's like, this is not like the first fetish. Woman he's been into that you know.
That's probably why he became a pathologist.
Of
Isn't
course
it weird
it is.
Though how, I swear men actually prefer us dead.
Suze, that's what I thought about these long ass nails. Because I'm like, this makes me downright useless. And I hear men like
oh,
this.
Yeah.
So I like, mm-hmm. I can't, I need, I'm like vulnerable right now. It's like heels, nails, whatever.
Do men, you're telling me men like those kind of nails?
I think so.
I didn't know that.
I'm not sure. We would need to take a poll. What they prefer long. There's definitely a more feminine look.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It's like part of the package.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
it would have to be subtle.
They probably don't even know they like it.
That's it. I was going to say, mm-hmm. like, you have to show them a picture of a sexy woman with, like, short nails and then a
yep.
sexy woman with long nails. And all you have to, like, measure some, like, some physiological change because it's not
yeah.
going to be the verbal. It's not going to be what they think.
Right.
There's something
so
that represents, and I don't know what it is.
Right. Because I thought that these nails came into fashion because they create this sense that you're a woman of leisure.
Yes.
Because if you're working out
yes.
in the fields or whatever,
correct.
You can't have those kind of nails.
I would totally agree.
Because otherwise they're very counterintuitive that
totally.
We just like have all this dead nail and that's a sexy thing. Right?
Oh my God. That's such a funny way to put it.
Well, because when I look at them, that's what I think.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm like, that is so gross.
And then I love to play Susie's favorite game, Where's the Line? So at what length does it then become totally gross? And for some reason to me, not gross when they are fake, totally gross when they're real.
Not gross. Yes.
Like I'm okay with 2 inches of plastic or acrylic.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about 2 inches of...
of your actual dead nail. It's disgusting.
Of your finger talents, of your... like,
well, and you know how in some parts of the world, they just let the pinky grow for picking purposes?
Oh, okay.
Do you know about that?
Yes, I do. But the alliteration we've had in the show today has been like...
like off the charts.
So good. It just makes me so happy.
God.
The picking
okay,
problem
let me finish
in some
about
part
this
of
dumb
the
doll.
Someplace. Oh, yes, right.
All right. So this guy was really into this dead lady. And so he made a plaster of her face and wanted to make it into a death mask.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And the article acted like I was supposed to know what a death mask is.
No, but like that could be, is that like time of that time? Because like,
it must have been.
It must be. Because I feel like that maybe falls in. Remember that, those Halloween-y creepy pictures of like the.
Yes.
You know, where they like pose with the dead body or whatevs.
Yeah, that was a weird time.
That was. They're doing weird shit.
At any rate. So he's selling this death mask modeled after this dead girl. And then some other guy had to make a CPR doll and needed a face for it. And remember that his grandparents had this death mask. And so he then used that mask as the mold for the CPR doll.
Okay. I have more questions.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. This guy liked this woman so much. Dead woman. So then he's like, oh, let's make a little mold of her, a little plastic mold of her face so that I could sell it because other people might like her dead face.
And then he was right.
And then people were like, yes, I do like this dead face. Stop.
Really? Like, why are people buying these?
I didn't think you were going to say, and they did like that.
Like, he got rich off
of
her.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Oh, my God, why is that a thing?
Right.
Is it, like, for Halloween? No. It's, I'm sorry, what occasion calls for a dead mask? Death mask?
Right, besides death.
Well,
because now I'm thinking they must have put these on the dead bodies for funerals or something.
Oh my like God, you're so smart. This
but
is
probably
Susie
wrong.
Should have a theory. No, no, this is, sounds very correct.
It sounds right.
This is why I went.
Today's episode is called Candy Candy. That's it.
But we can tell you where to get a great price on press-on nails.
All right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, back to those dead masks. I can't.
Oh, right,
but
like,
that
I
is
don't have
that
all the
totally
answers.
Makes sense that you would put it on dead people. Because they're like, oh my God. But then that in and of itself is also hilarious. Yeah, my wife recently passed away. Not so much of a looker. Can I get that pretty girl's face?
not easy on the eyes.
Not easy on the eyes. Cover that up.
Right, and then the article was saying
that's
how
so funny.
People all over the world have kissed. I mean, kissed.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've kissed
this
that doll.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange thing. And as if that poor woman didn't go through enough when she was alive.
Or maybe she's like thrilled.
Maybe she likes it.
I know. Yeah. She's like, what if she were like totally vain? And she's like, you know, she was pulled out of the river. I mean, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
That's.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, there you go. Thank you for sending that, Tori. I appreciate
yes.
it.
I love when listeners send us stuff and when they tag us and things. Like
they've been sending some great stuff lately, too.
I love it.
Yes. I meant to tell you, I was reading this book recently. It's called Superlative, and it's about, like, all of the like superlative animals. So the biggest animal, smallest animal, fastest, whatever.
Oh, I love that.
And just a couple of things that struck me as interesting.
Yes.
Let me pull one up. This was, I just thought.
Susie, this is like when I was like, which animal is the loudest? And I'm like, nobody's going to love this except me. And then you bring this information to me. This is like Christmas for me. I'm like, tell me all of them. I'm so excited.
Well, in this case, they were talking about those monkeys that are super loud.
Yeah.
And I guess they're howler monkeys, whatever. I don't know. But they were talking about how with those monkeys, they wanted to like figure out amongst those loud monkeys, which ones were the loudest. And so they measured their testes. And it turns out the males with the smallest testes were the loudest.
Well, if that isn't the old bigger the truck, tinier the...
Sarah, for real, because then
it totally is. They have that little dick energy.
The results correlated with a different study they had done on men who love sports cars.
Oh my God.
Isn't that great?
This is the best. You know what? So I love, you know what? Let me just give a little, like, you know, because like you love. Like, I don't talk about how amazing Ren is all the time. I recently asked Ren, like, oh, what's, like, you know, what would be, like, you know, your dream car to get? And he was like, oh, like a newer version of what I have because it's really fuel efficient.
And I'm like, no, because it's fuel efficient.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's just, like, reliable and fuel efficient. It makes sense and, like, really good car and, like, you know, big truck. I'm like, okay, but this is, like, the hypothetical, like, dream car. Like, you have the freedom. We're not talking, like, I had to, like, tell him.
It could
that
be anything.
Like, yeah. And he was like, no, that sounds good. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, so no worries there. Yeah, that is totally it. That is absolutely related to that. That is so hilarious, and I love it.
Well, like, their sort of explanation is that these monkeys actually, in addition to having smaller testes, literally had less sperm.
Yeah.
And so they have to be louder to get more partners so that they can still spread their seed and all of that.
I mean,
it really just is true.
This is humans.
Right?
Come on.
Guys, we are so on to you. And
we are on to you.
Truck.
Goodness sakes. Yeah, we do not care.
And then I liked, this is also from the book. I just liked, it was talking about sort of the secret to life. And it said,
oh, please tell me.
All right. When we eat fresh and unprocessed foods, when we live lives of constant motion, when we approach the world with optimism, surround ourselves with people we love, live our lives in a reliable rhythm, seek out healthy environments, and find purpose in our lives. When we do these things, our cells become survivors. Mm. And that's not just a gift we give ourselves, both socially and epigenetically. Through the power of inheritable genetic expression, we're handing good habits and healthy genomes to our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren, and increasing the odds that we'll get to spend a lot more years with them.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
That's beautiful.
Right?
I mean, I'm going to need you to like embroider that on a pillow or something.
And it's like, we all know it.
But it needs to be said like a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it's simple but not easy.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Well, because there aren't, it's the payout is down the road, you know? It's like planting the seed and watering it and hoping for... Like,
yeah, right. The rewards aren't always like immediate, so it can feel like a waste, but it's not.
Oh my God, you're so cute. You just texted to me. See, this is why Susie's the best.
Well, yeah, you know, just in case you want to read it.
I do. It's really beautiful.
So I recommend that book if you know you're interested. People, you might like it. It was really fun to read. Okay. Next up, let me see what I want to tell you about. Mm-hmm. Oh, I read this really great article about, well, first of all, did you watch the Netflix docuseries on the Challenger explosion?
Oh, Suze, I don't know. Ren and I were watching the preview today, and I don't know if I can. It's so sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Because we were like, this feels just like...
It's a downer for sure.
Yeah. Ren said, we were like how he said he feels like this is why everybody tunes into those now.
Why? Because we're like in a doomsday moment.
Like, why everybody tunes in? Like after the challenger, the desire to watch. Like he said, you don't go to monster truck rallies to see monster trucks. You go to see explosions and crashes.
Mm.
And like that was like, I was like, ugh. It's just watching a train wreck that you know is going to happen. I watch it? Is it not?
No, it's pretty. I liked it a lot, but it is definitely not
right.
something well, that you feel good about afterwards.
Okay. Ugh.
What I liked though was just seeing what went wrong, how, you know, because of the way that NASA is funded, you know, a lot of their work has to do with like keeping themselves in the public eye.
Yeah.
Because oh if my people God, are staying
relevant and
yeah. So then they'll get funded, but the consequences can be that you maybe in this case, like sort of rush things and
yeah.
do things to get headlines that aren't maybe the wisest.
Yep.
You know, and in this case they decided to send the teacher, Krista McCullough, to space, and she's a civilian. And they really wanted to keep the deadline, and they sort of ignored warnings that they shouldn't have. So I wanted to see what went wrong. And I think that it's still happening today because I then read in The New Yorker a great article about space trash. And one of the things I read in that article sounded similar, which is that they were talking about the space station and how you know, Scott Kelly, the astronaut, he was hanging out up there doing his thing. And he got a call from NASA that said, first of all, they say we're going to privatize, which can mean like you have a family emergency and we don't want to tell the whole world. We just want to tell you privately.
Yeah.
Or it can mean like,
there's
the space station's going to explode. Oh my God. Or
so it's always going to be bad. Oh my gosh. You're like keeping me on pins and needles right here.
So he got this call and said, we're going to privatize. And then they said, there is a piece of space trash hurtling towards the space station.
Oh my God.
And it's going to come in 4 hours. If you have 5.5 hours, you can like move the space station or whatever.
Oh.
But that wasn't enough time. So they have to get in this freaking lifeboat thing. Like it's basically a lifeboat for
space
astronauts.
Yeah.
And you know, hope for the best, essentially.
Oh my God.
And they're like, okay, at this time you're gonna secure the hatches, at this time you're gonna get into the thing. But before that you have to do an interview with like some local affiliate in Florida.
I don't think so.
And he was like, for real? And they're like, yep. And so he had to do it and like do tricks in zero gravity for like the fucking local news.
Oh my God. That's fucked up.
Right. And that's, to me, after having seen the Challenger documentary, I'm like, they're still doing it.
They are still doing that. And they're sending stupid cookies to outer space. Oh, look at we thanked our first cookie. I'm still mad. Get rid of the space trash.
Well, and that's the thing.
There's littering I'm upset with. Pick up your goddamn space trash. Let's mail that back to people.
And that was the point of the article. The point wasn't about like their...
Let's clean up your goddamn trash.
News thing. But like, that we started going up into space and sending satellites and all this stuff and then just like leaving them out there because it's cheaper. But then now there's all this trash.
Oh my God.
And
we're just disgusting.
And they were saying how a 1 centimeter bolt can have the explosive force of a hand grenade upon impact.
Oh my God! See, this is why I'm never forget it. I'm just gonna stay on Earth until it explodes.
I always forget about your phobia of space.
For real, most of my terrifying nightmares occur either in the challenge house in my dream or in outer space. There's got to be like a lack of control thing. Like that's it. But I get terrified just thinking about it. Come on.
So they said object number 36912, which is the one that was coming towards Scott Kelly's space station. It was at least 10 times larger than that little bolt.
It's not even that big.
No, it isn't. Oh, it was like the size of a dinner plate.
Oh, and it could kill him, for Christ's sake. There seems like a lot of just flaws in this. Just
right.
Whole
so
thing.
It missed the space station by a mile and a half, which sounds like a lot, but at the speed that it goes, that's a blink of an eye. So it really is the equivalent of like, I don't know, when you sideswipe something. And 3 weeks later,
everything
the piece of trash incinerated in the atmosphere. So that piece of trash is gone now because some things like set, they blow up or they incinerate or whatever. But other things are just floating up there. And
yeah,
like it said, at the apex of the Cold War, Sputnik and Vanguard were triumphant emblems of bold future. And today they are emblems of junk because they're just floating up there.
Yeah. When I was camping, Ren and I were watching all of, we'd be like, oh, is that a star? Or like, it was so bright outside that, or like, you know, like the stars were so bright and so visible that you could see everything. And it was really easy to spot these satellites because of how they were moving. Oh my God. There are so many. It's like you're watching a parade go by. And then there were some where were like, they had very distinguishable lights, like, and we would see them like circle and then come back. Like, we waited out there long enough to make it the whole way around. And
that's
think
cool.
How fast they, I didn't even think about that, about how fast those things, that freaks me out. Nothing should go that fast.
They were also saying how up there, I don't even know what this means, but it was like from sun up to sundown is 90 minutes.
Yeah, because like, how fast they're traveling around.
Yeah, it's bonkers. Oh, I don't know how they find people that
sun
want
up
to do
to
this.
Sundown. That's like a full rotation. They're going around. They're going around
in 90 minutes.
So because we'd be out there for like 3 hours, and we'd definitely see the same ones pass by. We're like that. I think that's that same one with the lights.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But oh my God, it's so weird.
The Challenger thing. Adam was saying how, isn't it crazy that the first man on the moon had only been like, I don't know, 12 years prior to the Challenger explosion. Mm-hmm. But it's like, in my mind, it seems like totally different eras.
Yeah. Well, that's that exponential technological growth.
Yeah.
The first time that whole concept was introduced to me, I was watching, I don't know if it was a TED talk or something that I saw in college. It was a long time ago, but it was somebody talking about, they measured it with the size of like data on a chip, like how much data you can store and how much, like what space it took up and the size of them now and how much, and how it's like, look at the,
that's
know,
such a good point. And it's been just a few years. It changes so dramatically.
And it goes like the jump from year one to year two is not as significant as month, 451 to 452 because the technology keeps building upon itself.
Isn't that wild?
Wild.
God bless the smart people.
Oh, my Lord.
The brain brains.
Oh, for real. Oh,
we'll just be
God.
Over here with our candy.
Yeah.
But, like, the other thing about the docuseries that I did like was, you know, all these teachers applied to be the teacher that went up.
Yeah.
And then it came down to, like, I think 11 finalists. Mm-hmm. And they interviewed one of them. She was the runner-up. And so she had to go through all the training as well, just in case. Yeah. Imagine what it was like for her. Watching that explode.
Oh, survivor guilt, for sure.
Right?
For sure she needs therapy.
Right. That, I mean, it's all a nightmare for everyone involved.
Everyone, even the one who survives, still is messed up from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
When that happened, like, right before I was born. Like, a couple weeks or something like that.
I was in kindergarten.
Wow.
And because there was a teacher going, it was put on all the schools.
Did you see it happen in real life?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Susie, what was that like?
Well, as they showed in the docuseries, there was some confusion. And when you're watching it, it's not like, it's obvious now because we know what happened.
Right.
But at the time it was sort of like,
because it does break apart a little bit.
Yeah,
like there is a part where it.
There's a moment where something breaks off and then the rocket continues or whatever. And so I think everyone was sort of like, wait. And then you thought, well, they are trained for this. even their wives and kids thought, well, they're trained for this. They'll find them in the ocean or whatever, and they'll get out of the capsule. Mm-mm. So it was over time that we realized, like, mm-hmm. they probably aren't going to survive. They're definitely not going to survive. You know, there's no chance anyone could ever survive. So, and then I remember people in kindergarten saying, like, oh, I found something in my backyard. I think it was from the explosion. Obviously it wasn't, but that's where kids' heads were like, yes. Where'd all the debris go?
And yeah. Oh my God.
But it's just such a sad thing. And yeah. I get why we go and on these missions, but
right.
It's so sad. And they wanted people to think it's like commercial air travel, but it's so not.
It's so not. Oh right. My God. Even anyway, I, please. Even right, I'm like, we're gonna need a serious wind down and like put some boozy bites or something.
Oh my God, yeah, let's wind it down.
I need some boozy bites for my wind down. For goodness sakes.
We learned about Lee mm-hmm. press on nails.
Yeah. We learned that we should not go up to space.
We learned about the Danes and their TV show with nudity.
Yep, which we fully embrace. Which we love. Susie and I would both be willing participants.
Yep. We learned why you should not litter in Thailand.
Definitely not. And about some creepy old pathologist who loves dead chicks.
I think more than anything, though, with all of them. We learned that Sarah doesn't know how to say binoculars.
You're right. I'm going to go practice in the mirror. But here's the thing. The problem is, like, I have to make sure I'm practicing the right word. Because... You know, it'll be that thing
don't
where I've
learn
said it
wrong.
I've said it so many times that now, like, you know, when you write a word a million times, yeah. You don't know which it is. That's for me to worry about, not for you guys. So
you just
stay relaxed and
just stay yourself.
You just stay yourself.
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.